Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have back with us Talia Bashani, who's a real estate attorney, negotiation expert, and founder of the Tab Law Firm. And we'll be talking about her book, Win the Listing, Secrets to Become a Seven-Figure Realtor. Talia, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much, Mike. Great to be here.
Hey, so I know we talked last time about your work with real estate agents and helping them succeed. And I think it's just spectacular that you bring your background and your legal insights to really helping them become that seven-figure realtor. So today we're talking about the power of understanding the seller so that you're making that great presentation to them. So why is it so important for the real estate agent to really go deep and understand that seller?
Sure. So there's several factors involved when it comes to knowing your seller and being able to pitch the listing to them. So the very first one is knowing what their motivation is to sell. So is it a situation where the sellers are downsizing? You know, they're in a 5-bedroom house and they just don't, all their kids are grown and, you know, off to school and they need to downsize. Is their motivation because they are relocating, maybe moving from the city to the burbs, or maybe they have a new job? So really knowing the motivation of the seller is key for tailoring your listing presentation and knowing exactly what to focus on when marketing and taking that listing. It's also going to affect the timeline, which is really important. So you know how fast you have to move relative to, you know, preparing the market, preparing the property to go live on the market, how much time you really have to get it sold, the proper price points, things of that nature.
So let's talk about a few of those motivations to sell. And it's kind of reminds me when you were describing that of the old saying, knowledge is power. And people think, yeah, knowledge is power. Well, if you think about it, knowledge is not power. Knowledge is potential power. You have to do something with it. So if you know that one of the motivations is, let's just say, you know, relocation for a new job, what then do you do with that? What does that allow you then to do in customizing that presentation to the seller?
Yeah. So knowing that information will assist or help you as the agent to tailor the listing presentation and to also tailor all of your marketing material. So if your client is downsizing and they're living in a large house and now they're going to go to, you know, a smaller apartment or a condo or whatever it may be, there's a few things that you can recommend or suggest to them. So first, let's say they're not going to need all of that furniture, right? So they have outfitted this entire house, which now they're going to a 2-bedroom condo, less maintenance, less overhead. Maybe if that, depending on that furniture, you can include that a portion of the property can become furnished. That is a bonus or a negotiation tool that you can use when negotiating price and when pitching to buyers that maybe are relocating or buying from out of state. That saves them having to transfer and move and pack up all of their property. So having that information is really important. And then also, let's say your clients are selling their house because they have to move to California or Florida. In the same respect, they don't want to, you know, pack and pay for the moving of all of that furniture and, you know, personal property out of state. So it can help them save on costs. And I've seen that used a lot for negotiation tools in bridging the gap. The other very important thing to keep in mind is, let's say they've been there 20 years. This has been their home. You know, they've been attached to it. They've raised kids there and they really need a little bit more time to get out of the property. That's also going to be important when, you know, making offer and acceptance and choosing what buyer to select at what price point, because maybe your seller needs a lease back, you know, a free lease back that you can negotiate. They need a little bit more time to kind of get out of the house and move and maybe store their personal belongings. So we can negotiate a 30-day lease back provision. So all of these different nuances or particulars to the sellers become very important so that you can tailor both your listing presentation and your marketing material when it comes down to selecting a buyer's offer.
You know, what you mentioned there is so important because it's tailoring it and customizing it. And we understand that. But I feel like some people would want to take a shortcut and get a quick survey form filled out from the seller before they meet with them and say, please tell me, are you moving forward? Are you needing to sell? Because, and then they take that information and just take their stock proposal and say, we're the realtor of choice when you need to move to California. And that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about putting some thought process into that. And when you can say, hey, you need to move to this area, and we're able to help you with that. And one thing you ought to consider is, and make sure you keep in mind that, and you're putting in some really in-depth information so that it's not only customized, but it's actionable content right. for them. And they really feel like you listen to them.
Right. Yeah. So that I think really goes a long way. One of my other key points when really pitching to sellers is it's important to ask them questions. So a lot of agents, you know, go in there and say, this is who I am. This is what I do. This is my experience. These are my success stories, which I think is great. And I think it's a portion of the presentation should be focused and surrounding who you are, your brokerage, and all of that value. But the second half of that presentation should really be, you know, giving the stage to the sellers. You know, these are going to be your clients, you know, that you want to learn more about them. So when you ask the sellers questions about, you know, what their motivation is, what their objections are, possibly, you know, what their likes and dislikes are as far as what they want or don't want in an offer, those things are really important to, you know, to tailor. And another thing that goes a long way is asking sellers not only about their circumstances and their situation, but what do you love most about your house? What have you enjoyed the most about living at this property? Because those little gems or those little nuggets will really help sell a property, because people at the end of the day have, you know, that emotional attachment. Buyers might love to hear that, oh, you know, they had their first, you know, two babies here, and any joyous occasions that they could share. And then also, you know, that's about them and the sellers and what makes their home special. But also what's really important is, well, what have you done to the property? You know, a lot of owners and sellers have put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into their property. Maybe they built the whole backyard out with landscaping and outdoor patio and, you know, went all out with the outdoor space, or maybe they built a pool or finished the basement. So all of this like work and effort and time that they put into it also goes a long way. And that can be used as a premium or a bonus selling point when marketing the property. So I think it's really important for realtors to get to know their clients, asking them these questions, like giving them, you know, the floor and really letting them, you know, explain or give a history of everything that they've enjoyed about their house. And also what upgrades and finishes and bells and whistles do they put into their home? Because that's really going to be important for negotiating that price point.
You know, asking questions, we can probably do a 4-day seminar on just that alone. So key. One thing you brought up I want to amplify is not only asking the factual questions that we need, you need to know those things, but you mentioned asking questions that elicit emotional responses. And that is so powerful because it allows them to tell their story. It allows you to understand their internal motivation. And that's all from asking questions. And I feel like so many times you might get a sales trainer that teaches you, you know, hey, if you go to a local networking group, the way to become the most well-respected person in the room is to start talking to people, but let 90% of the conversation be you asking them questions and then listening. And you will lead that conversation and they will think you're the best conversationalist ever. And all you did was ask a question and listen, ask a question, listen. So what you just mentioned there is pure gold. And then when you add in and layer in requesting those emotional responses and those dream and transformational kind of questions, boy, it just brings it to light and really develops that relationship so powerfully.
Yes, yes, very true. And I also think it'll help sell the property even more, because as you're doing your showings, as you're doing your tours and your open houses, you can point out those distinctions. You can point out those upgrades and be like, oh, well, this is, you know, actually the room where, you know, the wife, you know, started her fashion business. And, you know, she was working in here with, you know, a bunch of different material and drapery or whatever it may be. But all of those personal stories really helps get the property sold too. So I think not enough realtors go into these listing presentations, allowing the sellers to give, you know, that feedback and that information and that personal information. The other really thing that I think is very important is knowing your audience. So there's, you know, agents out there that maybe are talking to the son or, you know, talking to the daughter, but the legal owners of the property are really, you know, the parents or the grandparents. Yeah. So it's like, who are you going to, if before you put in all of this energy into, you know, setting up a listing presentation, who are you doing it for, right? So you don't want to waste your time and spin your wheels talking to the wrong person or barking up the wrong tree, so to speak. You really, there's a couple things that you can do is checking the deed in the county clerk's office, which a lot of times is online. So pulling up that property, also looking at the history of that property. Was it listed with other realtors before? At what price point and for how long and why didn't it sell? Asking the, you know, sellers, oh, I see that you've had it, you know, listed before with another agent. What happened there? You know, getting the history of the home. And then again, you know, if you are, you know, friends with the wife because she's in your yoga class and you're like, hey, I'm a realtor. Oh, you guys are looking to sell. Great. I'd love to come in and, you know, give you a presentation. And the wife says, oh, sure, you can schedule in a presentation with me. But it's really the husband who's talking to his buddy, you know, during pickleball saying, you know, giving him the business. Then, you know, you're pretty much, you have two people going opposite directions.
You're spinning your wheels. And, you know, yeah. The other thing that I was thinking of too, when you were talking about asking questions, you need to listen strategically for their responses so that you're hearing the potential objections that they might have so that you can overcome them before they even come out. So when you're listening well and presenting to the right people, like you just said, if it's husband and wife as an example, in that example, just make sure they're both in the presentation so that you're doing it most efficiently.
Yes. And knowing objections is very important. So there's a few things that every realtor should be ready for in order to counter those objections. So, you know, first of which is the seller's like, oh, I'm not sure if I'm ready to sell right now. You know, oh, I don't know where the market is going. You know, maybe I should just wait. You have to come back ready with your argument. No, actually, right now is the best time to sell. You know, before the market gets flooded with inventory, before everybody starts dropping the price and there's a lot more competition, you're actually in a pristine position to list right now because there's not a lot of inventory. And the buyers who do need to buy or do need to move or whose lease is expiring, they're going to be looking at your property and you have greater leverage to negotiate a higher price point. Because the market is not, you know, saturated with properties. So you have to be ready for that. The other objection is, oh, well, my cousin or, you know, my friend's best friend, you know, is a realtor. You know, I think I'm just going to use them. Well, your counter to that is, look, you know, it's not always best to work with family. And I'm a professional and I'm going to be very objective with this listing. I'm also going to be making it top priority. Sometimes family members slack a little. They give their real clients, quote unquote, the priority. And then the family's like, well, they'll be okay. You know, well, I'll get around to it. Don't worry. I've got this. But they're really not as on par. So if you as a realtor are pretty much ready and say, look, I'm committed to sell this property. I'm passionate about it. I'm going to work with you directly. You know, we're going to be a team to get this sold to make sure all of your criteria is met. Having that, you know, counter argument to that objection is also really important. So, you know, the emphasis on that is not to shy away when sellers bring up objections. Don't just, you know, it's pretty much like, don't take no for an answer. Just be ready for your counter. And then you might make the seller think twice. Oh, right. I didn't actually think about that. Oh, you raised a good point. Yeah. Yep. You know,
so the true art form is to make those comments, like you said, in a non-confrontational way, but in a confident presentation way, so that you're educating them on why your position is the right one, and not making them feel bad, but not being confrontational, because that all of a sudden now puts you in their mind as that trusted authority, because it's like, you know, that's kind of a good point. Yeah, I see that. Whereas if the tone was condescending, talking down and argumentative, then they dig in their heels deeper and they stick with their point and you've just lost.
Right. Precisely. Exactly right. And the reason why I think timing is also so important for agents to know upfront, because let's say it's one of those situations where it has to be a quick sale. They have to get out of there right away. Maybe they're already in contract on another purchase, or maybe their job is starting across the country in 60 days, you know, and that timing is very important. That's going to really dictate and determine your price point, because a lot of sellers might want to price it a little higher. You know, but if you want to get multiple offers or make it look really attractive and get a lot of showings, then you as a realtor know that you're going to have to price it, you know, competitively, and to make it attractive to really get that foot traffic to meet the timeline of the seller.
And you found that out by strategic questioning, asking the right questions, and then noticing what was really a burning desire for them, and then using that throughout, not every other word, but just throughout, like, hey, to meet that deadline of to get you out to California for that job, you know, we're going to make sure that we boom, 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 boom. And I think that right there just reiterates and it just assimilates in their mind that you're listening. And yeah, that is an important piece. I'm really worried about that. I need to get out there. I need to get it done. So it's that confidence. So talk a little bit about now when you start bringing up these points to educate, and yes, they trust you because of what they've seen so far, but now you need to talk a little bit about, you know, some ideas to help them sell it. So, hey, our marketing department does this and we do an open house. I want, yes, the normal things that you want to communicate, but I want to ask the question about how do you convey all of those great points and deliverables without making them feel confused and overwhelmed?
Yeah. So I think, you know, the one thing that you really want to be clear about is that you are here. You're here to get the job done. You're here to make this as smooth and, you know, less stressful for them, because obviously anybody who has to move and get out of their home and relocate, it becomes stressful. It's also a lot for them to kind of take on, having to pack up their whole home. So you let them know that you have your team in place and it's going to be a very smooth process. If you need fixer-uppers, like, I think it's always great for a realtor to say, look, I'm a one-stop shop. You really don't have to look any further. I have the photographers lined up. I have the videographers lined up. I have contractors. I have stagers if we need it. I can prepare artist renderings, you know, for some of those properties that need a before and after, you know, if it's outdated or an estate sale or whatever it may be. So you really have to convey to the seller that they don't have to look anywhere else. They don't have to go anywhere else. You know, there's sometimes situations where maybe there's water stains or eyesores in the property that's not going to show very well. And you don't want to put it on the seller like, hey, you're going to have to bring somebody in there to take care of, you know, plastering that wall and, you know, doing a little paint touch-ups here and there because it's not going to show very well. No, instead you say, look, I'm going to take care of it for you. I'm going to bring in my contractor. He's going to give you a great price. We'll only charge $200. He can patch up all these holes in the ceiling, you know, take care of any of that water damage or water stains. We're really going to make this property shine and look very pristine. So that's when you start letting the seller know who you are, what value you provide, what services you can offer them, and how it's just, you keep it all in house and you're like the captain of the ship, and it's your job to, like, you know, sail it into paradise. So that's really what the seller wants to hear, is somebody who's going to come in, take care of everything for them, soup to nuts, get the marketing stuff done, get the drone or the video coverage, virtual tours, whatever it may be, to really sell the property at the price and timeline that the seller's looking for.
So agree 100%. How important do you feel it is to be actively listening when you're asking these questions and cataloging their objections and concerns and the way you would want to deliver these things, but to wrap it up into like an example case study from like a recent client, like, you know, hey, you know what? It reminds me, I had this client recently that needed to move to California in a tight time frame. Now, what we did is we brought in the drone and we did the, so using case studies and examples and stories that way to make your points, is that something that you feel is really important?
Yes, that definitely goes a long way. It also shows that you have experience in similar situations. So when you bring up those, you know, stories of what you've done and other clients and other properties that you've sold through the same type of success model, then yes, it does give that seller the reassurance. Now, for the newer agents that maybe don't have those stories to share or, you know, or can't provide, you know, their history, they can just say, look, this is what I am already prepared to do for you, and I'm happy to take care of this, and my team is ready to go, and I have everything scheduled, and we'll coordinate it with you so that you can appeal to both, you know, the agents who maybe are just starting out with winning exclusive listings versus those who are more experienced, but you can still capture that audience and win that listing through the same tactics.
100%. You can even reference the fuller team of people in your office to say, you know, one of my colleagues just closed a recent transaction just like that, where we came in or they came in and our team came in. And you can kind of use that concept to explain what your group, you know, whatever company that you work for, because there might be some people on your team that are experts in an aspect of the transaction that the seller would need that you could say, look, that is not my cup of tea, but let me tell you what, my colleague is a, you know, 10-year veteran in this specific area. What we're going to do is bring them in to make sure that, and then that makes you appear even bigger than you are because you're drawing on the expertise of the people surrounding you.
Exactly. And I think what also might go a long way for, you know, let's say those agents that do have some success stories is that in their listing presentation, they can have video testimonials of those past clients or of those past sellers that they have done a wonderful job for. So now it's like, don't take it right from me. You don't have to hear it from me. Here are clients that I've actually closed that were very satisfied and very happy. And, you know, we got it done for them and we could do the same for you. That really sets the bar.
It really does set the bar. And I think that the more business you do, and if you can take the one extra little aspect of cataloging those, you know, number one, getting the reviews, written video, but cataloging them as far as what some of those main points were. So as an example, if this review came in and you asked them to talk about the fact that they needed to move to California on a short time frame, and then in that review, you now know that this is the Johnsons who needed to move to California in a short time frame. And then when you talk to that next seller that have the same type of scenario, maybe not California, but then you're showing that review, written or video, and that really resonates with them because it's like, they're just like me and they chose you.
Exactly. Precisely. So that really goes a long way. And I've seen that utilized and really works very well, you know, for winning those listings. Now, it's also really important that if you're going to take on a listing and it's going to be a condo building, not just a house, let's say, that it's important that you actually research the building, know the building, know the amenities, know what the laundry situation is, or if they have a rooftop deck, or maybe they have a children's playroom there, or, you know, the fitness center, things like that, because that is really also going to help sell the property. It's also going to show the seller that you're pitching that you've already done your research on the building as a whole. And you want to know the rules and regulations of that building, right? Because in order to properly market and bring in buyers, you want to know, okay, does this a building allow unlimited leasing and subletting? What are the regulations there? What's their pet policy? You know, can I accept, is it okay if a buyer has, you know, two dogs, things like that? So when you're also going after a seller who's selling a condo building or a co-op building, knowing those building rules, also knowing those amenities in the building is going to help you tailor your presentation and also show your seller, look, I know this building. I've done my research. I know exactly the type of buyer that we're going to go after. If it's not a building that allows unlimited subletting or leasing, then you're not going to go after an investor, You're going to go after a primary residence
buyer. It ties to your expertise in the mind of that seller. So they realize that you do know your stuff. You've done it in the past. You've got testimonials. You know all of the, you know, responses to guide their decisions based on the questions you've asked and even overcome objections before they came up. You know, in that seller's mind, they might be thinking one thing and you just kind of mentioned it casually, like, you know, a lot of my clients have this concern and what we do is, and they're, and maybe subconsciously they're thinking, oh yeah, that's, I was having that same thing, but oh, that makes sense. So I think all of those things you're bringing up are so vital to knowing your seller to be able to win that listing. Tali, it's been so great just to talk through these and really stay dialed in on that. What's the best way that someone listening to this could go ahead and reach out and connect with you and learn more?
Sure. To connect with me directly, you can go to my 360 site, which is tali360.com. That's TALI360.com. And there you can message me. You can download my contact info. You can see my other YouTube videos. And I look forward to connecting with you.
Thank you, Tali. Appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.